Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. So stick around, because we've got a fantastic show. Climbing up on South Street.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And Service Brands International is a family of franchise concepts, which include Molly Maid, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Mr. Handyman, and Ducts. And Don, welcome back to this very cold Thursday, February 8th, 2007. How's your week going so far?
Yeah, doing well. Yeah, what, Marty, we had a streak of about a week straight.
Yeah.
Temperatures like 10 degrees, it's just less. It's just crazy.
It was nasty, you know. It's just been brutally cold, you know. In fact, one day I went out to my car, Don, I think this was on Tuesday, I guess when the wind chills felt like it was below zero, and couldn't even get my car, you know. So I was thinking of our friends at Papalock.
Right. I think we had one of the warmest Decembers, and now we're...
Exactly.
Early February, but yeah, I guess, it's supposed to be the coldest month of the year. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to today's show. And,
great show today.
Busy with the business, doing a lot of marketing and advertising.
Right. And I know you had a busy January as well, though, so that was fantastic.
Yeah, always a big month, these first few months of the year. So a lot of activity. The phones are ringing. It's good.
That's terrific. That's a good thing. Last show, Don, we got to meet with James Stoltz, who is the Vice President of Co-America Bank's Small Business Administration Lending Division. And I thought it was a great show. What were your thoughts on last week's show?
Yeah, James is a great guy. As people know, our company's been working with James for a couple of years. So we have a really nice working relationship with him and his bank. They're one of our top lenders. And,
right.
You know, James obviously has all that experience in financial services, SBA lending. And,
right.
And that's our main business. We help people around the country with franchise loans and And we'll probably have James back on the show, as well as some other SBA finance specialists. So that, you know, that's going to be something we're going to be discussing in coming months.
Right.
Such an important aspect of people looking to invest in a franchise, obviously financing. So
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was very informative. You know, I mean, this is the part of the process of buying a franchise where sometimes it's, I think you were saying, Don, you know, a lot of emotion comes into play, you know, and I think thought James gave a lot of great advice. He, you know, mentioned that entrepreneurs should check their credit report, you know, with the three credit bureaus, before applying for a loan. I guess, you know, just very basic things, but, you know, so there's one question I wanted to ask him, and maybe you know, Don, is do you think a prospective franchisee should get pre-qualified before buying a franchise, you know, kind of like when you're buying a home? I mean, does it happen where somebody's looking for a franchise for 6 months or 9 months, and then when they go to apply for the loan, it falls through? I guess that can happen, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We always recommend, you know,
getting
someone at least knowing what their loan potential is before they go out there looking or speaking
right.
to a franchise consultant or directly with the franchise. You know, get pre-qualified. I mean, for example,
absolutely.
That's what our company does. We'll let
right.
people know. They'll either come to us already having a franchise in mind, so we'll know the investment size. We'll let them
exactly.
know whether we feel their chance is high of approval, or in general, they're kind of in the early stages and due diligence of looking at a franchise. So
right.
we want to kind of let them know what their range is, so they have some type of idea, so they're not going to waste their own time, eventually
right.
find a franchise, and, hey, they can't get financing for it. So, yeah, it's important. That's a good point you brought up, like getting
yeah.
Pre-qualified for a home. It's the same thing on the business side. You got to kind of have a general idea of what you can afford.
Sure, I agree, because it is a long process, you know. I mean, this is something that, you know, use the word due diligence, you know, and I think it takes a long time to find a franchise that you're a match for, you know. I mean, it could take 6 months, it could take 9 months, it could take a year, you know. So that's very good advice, and I thought it was a very good show. And, you know, for our listeners listening to the show today or listening in the archives, you can always go back and hear the interview that we had with James Stoltz from last week. It's a fantastic show. What do we have going on today, Don? I know we have an exciting show going on today and over the next couple weeks as well.
Yeah, definitely, Marty. Today we're meeting with Greg Carafello of Cartridge World North America.
Mm.
Cartridge World was rated the number one fastest-growing toner replacement franchise and rated number 21 as the right. fastest-growing franchise. That's all segments, all
wow.
industries. That's pretty impressive.
That is, absolutely.
They're also the largest print-to-cartridge business and retailer offering refilling services in the world.
Mm.
So,
wow.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. They're recently ranked number one in their industry by Entrepreneur Magazine.
Excellent.
They have over 1,400 stores open and are opening more than one new store per day.
Could you imagine that? That's a, that's a nice way to sell yourself.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff
absolutely.
Going on there.
Sure, yeah. They're very busy.
Good. So, yeah, Greg will be up with us shortly. On February 15th, next week, we'll be meeting with author Joe Matthews, who wrote the very successful book Street Smart Franchising,
right?
Right. A must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And just a couple quick things about his mm-hmm. book. Joe's book will help you decide if franchising is for you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell you what you will see, feel, and experience before you invest. Help you manage your emotions and perceptions throughout the investigation process, something we were just talking about a little bit, at least on the financing side, when someone's looking at a franchise. It'll help you determine what type of franchise to invest in with your specific skills, talents, and shortcomings. We all have shortcomings.
Absolutely.
I got a lot myself. You can have the greatest success. The book will also show you how to accelerate your learning curve to achieve peak performance. But basically, it'll give you just real-world tactics and strategies
right.
so you can develop your own comprehensive plan for success. So
absolutely.
Those things are all very
it's
very
a great
important.
Book. I'm amazed at how famous Joe is, too, Don, because, you know, all the franchisors I speak to, everyone's saying, oh, I see Joe's going to be on your show next week. Tell him I said hi. You know, they made me a messenger.
Yesterday. I just spoke to someone yesterday who went to our show page and said, oh, you're going to have Joe on the show. So
absolutely.
Pretty well known.
Yeah, he is. So someone's going to be like a celebrity interview. And we have a link on our show page, by the way, where you can actually click it, and it'll take you right into Amazon. You can order the book right online. So I'm looking forward to next week's show. It should be fantastic.
Good. And then in 2 weeks, on February 22nd, we meet with Nancy Lenard,
that's
who's
right.
a franchise lawyer
right.
and has been helping businesses grow for more than 25 years, so it looks like she's helped a lot of people over the years. Be interesting, her perspective,
absolutely.
Her services. We'll find out what she has to offer, so that'll be nice as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to get a franchise attorney perspective on things, you know, so I think that's going to be another great show, you know, so we got a lot of things going on.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
A lot of people, information, a lot of experts to help
absolutely.
People out there looking to invest in a franchise in all aspects of it, so
Absolutely. There's a lot of interesting articles over the last week too, Don, you know, on, you know, you and I were talking earlier in the week on entrepreneurship and franchising. And I found one in Franchising World, January 2007. This actually just came out. And the article was written by Mark Siebert, who is the CEO of the iFranchise Group. And the article is called Talking the Line, Franchise Relations in the Age of High Technology. It's a big article, you know, so I'm not going to go over the whole thing. But, you know, I thought the article was great because it emphasized words that are important to franchise success, such as relationships, trust, communication, and, you know, that powerful word in franchising is what we call system. You know, and we spoke about this in past shows. I think even from our very first show, you know, we've emphasized that one of the most important words in franchising, I believe, is a system. And by a system, we mean a method of doing things so you get the same result every single time. And, you know, that's what you're getting when you buy a franchise, you know, is you're getting a system. And, you know, and people, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs need to know that because not all of them do. And it's critical that you follow the system. Otherwise, you know, and you and I have spoken about this too, it defeats the whole purpose of buying a franchise. You know, if you're not going to follow the system, you know, then don't buy the franchise. You know, and a good franchisee has to be able to follow the rules and they have to trust what the franchisor is saying is true. You know, that's what the article kind of emphasizes. There was one section in the article that I just wanted to cover. And again, it was in Franchising World. So, you know, our listeners, if they want, they can actually go online and if you can actually read it right online. But it talks about the power of communication, you know, and using the internet and things like that. And, you know, I've been guilty myself, Don, of sometimes, you know, just, you know, the ability today to be able to send out 1,500 or 2,000 emails with the press of a button, you know. You don't want to get too dependent on that. So the article talks about, it says it's all about communication. It says good franchisee relations start and end with good communication. In the new age of digital everything, it can be all too tempting to fire off an email to respond to a nettlesome issue rather than picking up the phone. It can also be tempting to assume that technology can reduce the frequency of visits with franchisees in the field. Dialogue is the foundation of good relationships. While the best franchise companies will leverage off the internet to supplement and document communications, they will not neglect to create vehicles for constructive dialogue. Field support, annual conventions, regional meetings, ongoing training, and franchisee councils cannot be replaced by an internet magic bullet without something being lost in the process. Ultimately, if the internet is used to foster open, honest dialogue, it will be an invaluable tool for franchise organizations. But use it exclusively as a shortcut or a cost-cutting mechanism and communications and your franchisee relations will suffer. You know, so basically it's saying is don't, you know, let the internet replace the power of getting on the phone or, you know, meeting your franchisees face-to-face. You know, there's no substitute for that, you know, and I think you and I both right. know that, you know.
Yeah, use it as a tool. Internet's very important. I know for my business,
absolutely.
We use it a number of different ways, promoting, advertising, communication.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, interesting article.
It is, and it's a big article, you know. So, you know, again, our listeners can actually go online. That was in Franchising World by Mark Siebert of the iFranchise Group. So,
yeah, some key words like trust, you know, trust in your partner, which is the franchisor. You know, system. You know, we've talked mm-hmm. about that in the past. That's why
sure.
franchise fee and royalty fees.
Absolutely.
You know, communication always important. I mean, that's what you need.
Right, right. Yeah, I know you had an interesting article, Don, on what was it, entrepreneurship, wasn't it, in FSB?
Yeah, this is. I found this, Marty, in Fortune Small Business Magazine.
Okay.
An article called "Everybody Wants In" by Phaedra Hies. These are just some stats in general about entrepreneurship, business ownership, not specifically franchising, but I think it correlates because so many people start up franchises.
Right.
It says, we are in the midst of the largest entrepreneurial surge this country has ever seen. According to Small Business Administration projections, nearly 672,000 new companies with employees were created in 2005. This is the biggest business birth rate in U.S. history.
Wow.
30,000 more startups than in 2004 and 12% more than at the height of the dot-com hysteria in 96.
Wow, that's incredible.
And the trend shows no sign of abating. The Bureau of Labor Statistics found that more businesses were created in the first quarter of 2006 than during the same period the previous year. Not only are more Americans launching small businesses, but most others are dreaming about it. 66%, Marty, of respondents in a 2006 Yahoo Small Business and Harris Interactive survey said they wanted to start a company someday. 66% said that. 37% of those said they hope to do so within the next 5 years.
Wow.
It says entrepreneurs don't just constitute a larger portion of our workforce. They also contribute a larger share of tax revenue.
Right.
The owners and partners of privately held companies pay more than 54% of all individual income taxes, according to the Tax Foundation. On personal tax returns, more than 37% of individuals in the highest tax bracket are business owners. And, yeah, so these are pretty interesting. The number of American small businesses with at least one employee other than the owner is 6 million.
Mm.
It says there's 26 million number of American small businesses.
Wow.
74 million number of Americans who say they want to start a business within the next 5 years. And 199 million, this is incredible,
wow,
number of Americans who say they want to start a business someday.
That's incredible if you think about it. I mean, right now, Don, we have 300 million people, you know, in the States, in the U.S., you know, and it's 199 million. That's those are some pretty powerful numbers, you know. So, you know, it just goes to show the, you know, the entrepreneurship is still alive, you know, which is a great thing.
Definitely. Just a few other parts of this article. Small businesses have long been referred to as the engine of the national economy. Today, they're also providing the fuel. And yet it's arguably less risky to create a business now than ever before, they're saying.
Really?
A half decade of rock-bottom interest rates has made it easier and cheaper for new entrepreneurs to borrow startup funds.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, venture capital funds and other private equity investors are once again pouring money into young companies.
Interesting.
At the same time, the perks that corporate America once promised have lost most of their allure, job security. Between 70,000 and 80,000 corporate employees are laid off each month. We've talked about this on previous shows.
Yeah, we're speaking about Michigan, absolutely.
Yeah, about 30,000 more than just 6 years ago. So, you know, a lot of people out there need to make a decision on what to do with their career and with the rise of entrepreneurship, plus people deciding what they want to do. 55% of Americans say they want to own a business late in life. So I guess, you know, probably people over 50, I guess.
Right.
And even, I think it was one or two shows again, we talked about the rise in percentage of women-owned businesses. And in many different sectors, it's all increased.
It has, yeah. What was last week we were talking about, wasn't it Generation Y? You know, that a lot of Generation Yers are in the market now for buying a franchise. So I thought that was interesting, too.
Yeah, I think we're finding out across the board.
Sure, that the numbers are going up.
Middle age and older, just everybody, you know, is into someday owning
entrepreneurship.
Business.
Sure.
Yeah, entrepreneurship.
Still the American dream, you know?
Right. And also here, this is from Fran Data. We get a lot of our information from.
Mm-hmm.
There were 99 new franchise concepts identified during the fourth quarter of 2006, which made it the most robust quarter of the year.
Wow.
And brought the annual total of new systems, new franchises for 2006 to 306, according to the new concept report through Fran Data.
Right.
So 99 new concepts. That was representing 23 different industries,
mm-hmm.
95 new companies, and I guess four new brands from existing companies. So that all happened in the fourth quarter. And I noticed about a third of them already were food, about 36 between fast food, sit-down restaurants, retail food. Another 10 of those new franchises were child-related, 8 in real estate, 8 in maintenance services, 8 in business-related, and then a few other miscellaneous. But, I mean, new franchises. You and I sometimes kid about it when we talk, even not on the show. We're always hearing about new franchises. Every week I come across a new
it's
franchise.
It's so true, isn't it?
That I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And so it's
it is. It's very interesting, you know. And you're usually the guy who updates me on these things, Don. You know, you say, you know, did you ever hear this guy or ever hear that guy? And, you know, it's something.
Right.
All these new concepts popping up, you know. So
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we have a little bit more time to go over some more.
I think what we'll do here is we'll go to a break, Don, and then, you know, maybe at the end of the show we can roll off some more of these interesting statistics. So that's what I think we'll do here. So we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
No more running down the wrong road, dancing to a different drug. Can't you see what's going on deep inside your heart? Always searching for.
Coming up in segment two, they are the largest printer cartridge business and retailer offering refilling services in the world. And they were recently ranked number one in their industry by Entrepreneur Magazine and were also ranked one of the fastest growing franchises in the United States. They have over 1,300 stores open and are opening more than one new store per day. We're going to meet with Greg Carafello, who is a master franchisee to Cartridge World, coming up here on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice, I'll shout it out loud. It's my life, and it's now or never.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock franchise opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's D-U-C-T-Z, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And Service Brands International is a family of franchise concepts, which include Molly Maid, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Mr. Handyman, and Ducts. And our next guest is Greg Carafello, who is master franchisee for Cartridge World. And Cartridge World is the largest printer cartridge business and retailer offering refilling services in the world. And they were recently ranked number one in their industry by Entrepreneur Magazine and were also ranked one of the fastest growing franchises in the United States. They have over 1,300 stores open and are opening more than one new store per day. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Greg, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who I believe you know is the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey, and I know you wanted to say hi to Greg, Don.
Yeah, hey, Greg. Thanks for coming on the show. My company is a customer of your Cartridge World store in Middletown. So,
that's right.
Thank you very much for the savings. In the past, we've used the Office Maxes and places like that, so you always got to watch your overhead, Greg, in a small business. So thanks for opening that Middletown store.
Thanks for your business, Don.
Absolutely. Greg, I wanted to thank you for coming on the show today and congratulate you on the tremendous success and growth of Cartridge World. In Entrepreneur's Top 500, as mentioned earlier, for 2007, you jumped from the 62 position in 2006 to number 33 in 2007. And Entrepreneur also ranked you number one in your category. You guys are ranked number 13 as the fastest growing franchise and ranked also as one of America's top global franchises. So needless to say, you, your franchisees, and, you know, the whole team at Cartridge World is really doing a fantastic job. So congratulations on all that.
Thank you, Marty. It's we have a full complement of staff, and we're headquartered in Emeryville, California.
Oh, okay.
And basically we have well over 50 people supporting us. I have three people on my staff and my company here. You know, we find that it's very, very important to train and support the franchisees from before you join us to a lot after you join us at the same time.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, that's something. I know it's a little cold where you're calling from today, Greg. I guess maybe you wish you were in California. Can you tell our listeners where you're calling from today?
I'm calling you from New Jersey. I think we're over 15 degrees, which is good.
It's warming up in New Jersey, isn't it?
Yeah.
I watched the news last night. It said it was going to be over 30, and I was like, yippee.
Exactly. Yeah, it was. It was a brutal week here in Pennsylvania as well. So, Greg, I was reading your bio, and you have a very interesting background. Can you tell the listeners what you were doing before joining Cartridge World?
Sure. I was independent, so I was not I had a digital printing company. I was one of the first in the country to hook up color copiers to computers back in the late 80s. And it was very unique, it was very expensive, and we took the business out of our dining room, my wife and I, and we went up to about $4 million in sales in five locations, actually, throughout New Jersey, and we had some in the World Trade Center. And so I've been in a hands-on business for about 14 years as far as, you know, small business. You know, you're doing the dishes in the morning, you're taking out the trash at night. However, the harder you work, the more you make. And
exactly.
You know, and that's one of the things I'm a true believer in. And no matter good or bad, I'll always work for myself.
Right, right, absolutely.
Always controlling your own destiny. And,
sure.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Actually, so you had that business 14 years, you said?
Yes, yeah. Back in 89, we started it. And I had worked in New York City for about 10 years for Canon before that. And that was kind of a square peg in a round hole in the corporate world. And, what I didn't like about the corporate world or somebody else telling me what I'm going to make. You know,
right.
I have four kids now, but back then I had three. You know, I just couldn't take when, you know, somebody was playing God on my future. So I'm a full believer in entrepreneurship, and I was listening to your part before, your piece before, and it's true.
Mm.
I mean, it's the greatest thing you can do in America.
Yeah, entrepreneurship is alive, that's for sure.
Yeah.
People make the most money are business owners. It's just a fact. It's just the way it is. Greg, please describe for us the history of Cartridge World.
Well, Cartridge World is an Australian-founded company. It was based in Australia up until about 3 months ago, when we made California the world headquarters. We were founded in 1988 by a gentleman named Brian Stokes. We were headquartered in Adelaide, which is southern Australia, and he was refilling toner cartridges from 88 to about 97. And what happened was he had an accident with a circular saw, and he cut his hand very, very badly.
Right.
And so he could not do the filling anymore. So what he did was he started to train people for about $6,000 or $7,000 a weekend, and he trained you how to refill cartridges. And the problem is they all opened up all around him. So he was kind of killing his own business, you know.
Right, right.
So he met up with a gentleman named Paul Wheeler, who was an international franchisor. And in 97, they created the international company of Cartridge World. And we have grown from the franchise started to take off in 99. We had six stores in 1999. And then right now we're just approaching 2,000 stores. And we have very, very strong growth pattern right now. We came to the United States in about February of 2003 or early 2003. And the United States, we've grown from three stores in 2003 to, I guess right now we're just tipping the scales at just over 720 awarded, of which 500-something are open.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, tremendous growth in just 4 years.
Absolutely.
Here in the U.S.
Yeah, it's an interesting story too, Greg, you know, because when I was reading about, you know, the history of the organization, it's kind of like, it reminded me of like Microsoft, you know, this gentleman kind of started the business out of his garage, you know, and I thought he was a real visionary as well, you know,
right.
So it was a great story, I thought.
Yeah, it's a very nice gentleman, straight shooters. We have a very clean history where, you know, we see what you get, you know, we want
absolutely.
No surprises. And, you know, it's a business that's just a gigantic industry. And
I agree. Absolutely.
How would you describe the Cartridge World franchise system, Greg?
Well, the system, you know, now that we're kind of on the map, you know, we're 33rd largest franchise system in the world out of nowhere, really, in all fairness. our goal is to be in the top 10. We absolutely
right.
have all intentions of being a world-class brand. And, right. you know, and that's a constant effort. It's a constant refreshing. It's a constant effort of training. And we really believe that, you know, we're only in the beginning of this mode. So, the system itself, you know, if you've ever grown a business, and I had the opportunity to do that, it's a constant battle growing a business because it's always a new issue, if you know what I'm saying.
I agree.
It's not a problem. It's just an issue. I mean, when you're doing $1 in sales, you have one issue. When you're doing $1 million, you have another issue.
Right.
So the one thing that Cartridge World North America, we have some key executives, some of them from the UPS family, some of them from some of the other large franchise families that are running the business at this point in time in the world. And they know franchising, and they know that we absolutely want to take care of our franchisees. The biggest thing you want to do is make sure that they're trained, make sure they're supported, make sure the quality of product and training and service is there to our franchisees so that they can then grow their businesses appropriately.
Right, absolutely.
So, Greg, you were impressed by a combination of just the top people, the key executives at Cartridge World, plus the system itself, as I guess, while you made your investment. I guess that's fair to say?
Yeah, I was. Well, yes. Yeah, so at that point in time, there was three people when I bought the master license.
Mm-hmm.
So today there's 53, and probably more than that in the last count.
Right.
So it's grown tremendously. The Bert Yarkin, who's the head of the company, he's the CEO. He has extensive, probably 25, 30 years of experience, and he's been very successful. And he's been very successful in directing our company. And when I had known this industry because I had worked for Canon in New York City, I had my own digital printing business, so I knew that all my customers were leaving my digital printing business and buying their own printers. You know,
right.
It was a natural evolution. As the barrier to entry went down in my printing business, where it cost me $250,000 to buy one machine, you could now buy for, in today's world, you can buy it for $200. You can go to Staples and get a $200 laser printer.
Sure.
Color laser, I'm talking. So that being the case, when I saw this business on the Wall Street Journal, I did my due diligence and took about, you know, 3 or 4 months, and then I made the decision. I moved forward with it.
Right,
and I really don't
regret
it.
You had a big advantage, Greg. You know, big advantage. Most people invest in a franchise who've never had any experience in the industry at all. You came in, you know, really kind of knowing the industry ins and outs, and kind of had a leg up in your investment. So,
well, there's truth to that. That was a major benefit, and I still know the industry inside and out because obviously I do it 14 hours a day. However, what I didn't know was franchising, and I didn't know the strength of franchising.
Right.
Franchising itself, I mean, I was an entrepreneur, and I never really bought into the franchise idea. However, if you look at the numbers, they're just tremendous. I mean, over a 20-year
sure.
period, 98% of franchise stores are open.
Right,
independent
absolutely.
Operators is probably 5%.
Right.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. One, you know, you work 12-hour days running your own business. You have to get the energy level. You have to advertise it. You have no money. You have no brand. You have nothing.
Right.
And then at about 11 o'clock at night, you know, watching Seinfeld, you're doing your brochure, trying to design your brochure. You know,
you
run out of
That's
juice
funny.
Sooner or later. You know, you can only do
right,
so
right.
much. So when
sure.
I saw the brand, what I like about the franchise models, and especially if it's a good franchise model, which is what I would tell anyone, you got to do your due diligence, and they've got to be good. You'll notice from our franchise model, we're full disclosure company. We have very, very, very little bit of any problems in our franchise offering circular. Everything's clean. We have a very high success rate and so on. So I think you got to do your due diligence with that. You got to see why people are successful, why they don't leave the system, even if it's a struggle, because any business you open is going to be a struggle for a year. I mean, I don't care if you're doing any business, you know, you guys know, you know, you're going to
sure.
be working very, very hard and not making a lot of money the first year. And,
right,
and that
absolutely.
Might go into 2 years in some industries. You know, ours doesn't go that way, but some do.
Yeah.
So,
that's
you know, we feel it's a very successful model for us and where we're going.
Right, right.
That's a good point, Greg. You got to work at it. There's no guarantee of success. You work, follow the system,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be successful, bottom line. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. It seems like, Greg, one of the advantages of your industry is everyone is a customer. You know, I mean, you have business to consumer or business to business. And it's still a fairly new industry. How big is the industry?
Well, the industry right now, HP, they're kind of the Goliath in this industry. So we use them as our red flag industry knowledge. And Lira is another reporting agency. Basically, they've indicated the industry today is about $60 billion. Now, with the advent of the inexpensive color laser printer coming down to $200 where everybody's going to buy one, they feel it's going to grow to about $70 or $80 billion in the next 5 years because it's just, like you said, everybody is going to have a, I don't say everybody, but there's a large percent of the population will have a printer or fax machine in their house.
Exactly.
And they go to Staples, they pay 48 bucks, and, you get sick. It's a grudge purchase. It's not a fun time. It's not a good bottle of wine. It's not a great dinner. It's not sneakers for your kids.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I agree. You do get sick. It's
yeah.
It's and again, it's one of those industries that everyone's a customer. And that's a great selling point. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the models.
When I go to buy a piece of equipment, I don't. Of course, you want to get a good price on that. I care more about what's the toner price, the ongoing
price
of that equipment. That's what hurts, and you need.
Yeah.
You need a place like Cartridge World to save.
Well, it's the truth, and when you're running a small business, large businesses too, but small businesses, particular medium and small. I mean, if you're an insurance brokerage and you're spending $1,000 to $2,000 a month on toner cartridges, if you can knock off $400 or $500 a month, you're going to be able
exactly
to pay the bill in over 12-month period. When we go in on our 6-month visits to corporations, we show them that after 6 months, we have saved you, $5,000. I mean, that hits the owner right between the eyes. It's like, wow,
sure.
This is great. And everything we do is 100% guaranteed. We sell nothing unless we stand behind it. And that's what brings Cartridge World to such uniqueness, is we have high visibility locations and we have owners that look you in the eye and guarantee what they're going to be selling you. And then there's an environmental aspect too, because what's happening is it takes about 450 years for each one to decompose.
Wow.
So, right now there's millions a day going into the garbage bin, and it takes a gallon of petroleum to make each one. So,
incredible.
Most of this world is just taking it and throwing it in the garbage. I would say a good 70-80%. Now, the laws are changing. I know in New Jersey, Governor Corzine changed the law that all state agencies must purchase recycled cartridges, and that includes universities like Rutgers and so on. So there's a lot of things that are changing, and our job is to stimulate that. We help out by recycling cartridges. We give kids money for schools and Boy Scouts and churches and synagogues and everything that we can, temples, and we try to help out everywhere. So it's a good grassroots neighborhood concept to be a neighborhood cartridge store.
Mm, right. That's something. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since joining Cartridge World, Greg?
It's a constant learning aspect. That is one thing I see. Thank God I knew how to run a business before this, but learning about the people. Remember, we're dealing with people's lives here. So,
Absolutely.
This is a life-altering decision to buy a franchise. So,
you
don't ever want to sell anybody. You want to basically do your due diligence on them. They're going to do your due diligence on us. But reality is, in the end of the day, when we agree and we both parties feel it's a good move to go forward, we're going to be together for many years, 10, 20 years. And my goal is to make sure everyone's successful. That's the idea. Now, they have to bring the hard work and the smarts and everything else that we agree on up front. But, what I like is you're developing wonderful relationships with people, with real people who have real issues and are looking to better themselves or the family. You were mentioning in the earlier part of the show that Don was mentioning the amount of people getting laid off. That's not going away. I mean, if anybody's 40-plus thinking that it's going to get better, you may get better, but there's a real good chance in today's world it's not going to get better.
Right,
when you get to 50, you become unemployable. And I hate to say that.
Sure.
I don't want to blanket that, but when you're 50 years old looking in the mirror and you get laid off, boy, you are a lonely character.
It's not
much out there.
Companies are looking at their bottom line. They can hire someone younger, much cheaper. It's
absolutely.
Just the way it is. There's no company loyalty. My dad was a pilot for many years, Eastern Airlines. When there was, loyalty, and it's just not the case anymore. So, as Greg, I'm in financing. That's a lot of people who I finance, people who've been laid off, downsized, and they have a little nest egg built up from the retirement, and they're looking to do something. They want something
that
has a low failure rate, and that's going to be a franchise investment. So
yeah, and we have a very – actually, PricewaterhouseCoopers gave us very close to a zero failure rate, but I'm not saying nobody struggles. That's some of their reporting under 1%. But what you're looking at with what Don was saying, though, is – you know, you're looking at a nest egg, a 401k financing, or a home finance, or an SBA financing,
right.
And Diamond Finance has done a bunch of our loans throughout the country. But you know, they know how to get it. You know, they look at your credit, they look at your history, look at who's signing, they look at who's managing the business, and they take it from there. Because financing a business is a big obstacle people never dive into. Yeah, I'd like to own my own business, but how am I going to finance this? And what we try to bring to the table is a whole package that we have the right opportunity. Our business is a 9-to-6, 9-to-5, 9-to-7 kind of business. It's not a 24-hour food business where you're working 365 days a week. We don't believe
right.
that. We don't believe
right,
that's a real, you know, that's a food business. Our business is business to, we have two revenue streams, business to business and business to consumer. And both of them are equally as important. Both of them want to have high quality. Both of them want to save the earth, and both of them want to have, save money at the same time. So,
right, absolutely.
You know, so we try to bring the whole aspect. I mean, our business operations are 9-to-6, you know, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 10-to-4. Some people are open Sundays. They do very well. It depends on who you are and where you are.
That's
you know,
great.
But
Greg, can you stick around for another segment?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances.
Coming up in segment three, we're going to continue our interview with Greg Carafello, the master franchisee to Cartridge World, and we're going to discuss what a typical day is like as a Cartridge World franchisee. We'll talk a little bit about training, and Greg is actually going to give some advice to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise. Coming up here on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
On dreams of the past, you got to fight to keep them alive. It's the eye of a tiger.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock.
You're listening to World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And Service Brands International is a family of franchise concepts, which include Molly Maid, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Mr. Handyman, and Ducks. And today we're with Greg Carafello, who's master franchisee to Cartridge World. And Don, I think you were up. I think we wanted to talk about characteristics of franchisees.
Yeah, Greg, before that, I just want to go back to the previous question. I thought it was interesting, your answer. I guess the most interesting thing that's happened to you, I guess the people you meet and with the success of Cartridge World, I guess that's one of the best parts of your business, I guess, you know, the good feeling you get from seeing some of your franchisees being successful. Maybe they were out of a job, they're opening up, they're being successful, making money. I guess that's, you know, something that makes you happy to see that, right?
Right, it must be rewarding.
It does. It's it's one of the, you know, greatest rewards you can do. It's like a future teaching in some respects. But you know, when you see somebody that's struggling and looking in the mirror and not seeing a future, and suddenly, I mean, they don't mind working hard. I mean, these people are very successful people, and they just really don't have opportunities available to them right now without moving or downsizing or sizing up, whatever they got to do.
So like they've lost confidence. They're kind of down and out. And
You know, the hard work is not the issue. It's having a dream. And you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, there's going to be a very rare opportunity in this in your life to have the opportunity to grow a brand like we have here at Cartridge World. You know, we're in the infancy of this. We believe we're going to be a world-class brand very shortly, and we're doing everything in our effort to grow in that direction.
It's also comforting knowing a franchisee can expand. You know, people want to have multiple locations. You know, that dream is to try to make the most money and, you know, having multiple stores. So.
Right.
And if they work hard, they're going to get there. So that's the bottom line.
A large part of our franchisees do own multiple stores because it's a refillable, replenishable business. So once you gain the customers, once they get empty and you get new customers, suddenly your sales will grow again. You know, so it's kind of like I hate to use the comparison, but it's gas for your car for like $1 a gallon. You know, it's You know, you put in toner. As long as it prints well and the quality is great and the yield is great, you're going to buy more.
Right, exactly. What types of characteristics make a successful Cartridge World franchisee, Greg?
Cartridge World franchisee would probably, like any franchisee, you got to come with a work ethic. I mean, there's no absentee management here. You know, we want owners that want to work. That doesn't mean you can't run 3, 5, 10 stores, but it means that you got to work. You're going to have to be involved. You can manage. You can work on your business. You don't always have to be in the business. But, you know, I'm still trying to find an industry to have a business that is absentee, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Absentee means that you just don't want to work. You know?
Sure.
So we're, you know, so the characteristics with us is, you know, we're looking for people who can service clients at the counter, service clients in the corporate world or in the school world or municipality. It is a replenishable business. This is not an industry where you're meeting with the senior VP of finance to decide on whether to buy this new building. This is normally lower level purchasing, IT involved in a lot of ways, where they want to try to save some money, yet save the earth, and have a very high quality product. So you have to be able to communicate all levels. You know, you have to be able to communicate with the janitors to the president of the company if it's a smaller company. But reality is you're not going to get to the president's level on all occasions. You have to be customer service driven. You have to be responsible. You have to be clean. You know, your store should be very clean and have pride. And the quality of your product and service should be very, very high.
And work hard, be a people person, keep a clean store. Yeah, all, you know, excellent characteristics. Talk about the training a little bit, Greg, for franchisees.
The training, what we do is we have a week training before we have 2 weeks formal training in California. All right, and we have a very large training facility staffed by professionals that, you know, our goal is to make sure you're thoroughly trained because it just helps everyone grow. So we train a week before you go to California, one of our present stores in New Jersey or whatever state you're in. Then you go to California, you train extensively on all aspects of the business. Then you come back and you train for a week in our stores in post-training, we call it. So factually, you're getting 4 weeks of training before you open your doors. You basically can run up store before you open the door. And that's what we want. We want the anxiety level to be lower when you do turn the key and the first customer comes in. On top of that, I have training staff in New Jersey myself, plus we have regional training people from California that come by and visit on a quarterly basis. They travel to all of our stores. My people travel to our stores, and we also have meetings monthly on different issues. We do kind of a dog and pony show. We broke the state up into three segments. So we'll go to three different stores, and we'll have an evening training, 6 to 8, pizzas, nice and easy, nothing big. And then we have two big regional meetings annually. So we feel you, and it's an evolving business because everything, like right now we're doing all kinds of postal machines, which we weren't doing 6 months ago. So we continue to add stuff. We're adding, authorized HP service. We're trying to add to our concept here. So we're in the infancy and we're evolving to try to merchandise our product better for the consumer, whether it be business or whether it be Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Sure. Yeah. So by the time they open, they're just full of confidence and knowledge, all set to go. That's a lot of training a month, plus the ongoing support. That's great.
Yeah. And I said it's all technical training. I mean, it's how to run the business. It's how to achieve profitability quickly. It's how to market your business. So it's not just tech. The technicals, is mostly covered in California, and you do technical on our stores, but, we feel it's important. I mean, this is a real business where it's business to business and also – it's business to consumers. We want to make sure you're comfortable.
Right, absolutely. You kind of hit the Greg, but what's a typical day like? Or is there a typical day as a Cartridge World franchisee?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there is. It depends on who you are, but most of our franchisees are joining the B&I group meetings or chamber meetings, so they have breakfast maybe one day a week. Most of the days start at 8:30-ish. They're in the office. They're on the phones with some of our bigger clients that can't get a hold of during the day. Want to make sure everything's going well. Their employees start to come in, and then the phone hopefully starts to ring, or people start to walk in by 10:30 or 11, and then so they do outbound calls in the morning, visiting a client or making sure everybody's okay. The client who we already have, then the customers come in. They do the work. They remanufacture it. They test it. We have over 150 different chemistries of ink and toners in our store. So when you have a certain kind of cartridge, we put the exact toner that's supposed to be in there, exact weight and exact chemistry. And that's what makes us completely different, is we don't try to joy-rig everything with one toner for all. Mm-hmm. That does not work. And we follow up. And then at the end of the day, you're doing your accounts receivable, you're doing your payables, you have a couple things to do. But the main thing here is just to make sure the customer service is always at a high level. The customer has to have a pleasant experience when visiting our stores. I mean, that's our goal.
Repeat customer, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. It's a repeat customer, and you want to keep them. And our business is kind of neat because nobody knows about it. So, that customer is going to tell 5 or 10 people, I was just at this great store, and what are you paying? You paid $180 for inks. Well, I just got them for $85,
Right. Word of mouth has probably done best to build Cartridge World overall, probably.
Sure, well, absolutely.
At this point, you haven't seen any national ads. It's all word of mouth. We're starting nationally in March. We have a big radio campaign and plus a couple magazines. But, it's been word of mouth up until now for the most part.
That's great.
Greg, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise?
Do your due diligence. Make sure you're buying a good company. You have to remember what are the upsides and downsides. What income can I make? But a lot of people, in my eyes, don't buy. I'm a big believer you can't buy a business for income, because then you're just a slave. You got to buy what you're going to do. And what do I want to do? Do I want to make ham sandwiches from 7:30 in the morning till 12 o'clock at night, 365 days a year? Do I want to flip burgers? Do I want to do anything like that? Because remember, what you're doing, you're going to do. And you're going to have your money involved. You're going to have your family involved. And you better like what you're doing, one. If you're coming from the corporate world, it sounds good to go into the food business or go into another kind of business. But if you're not comfortable with that and you've never done that, it could be a very, very shocking experience after a month or two.
Because you're
not just going to turn around and get out of it. This is not a job. You can't leave. It's not like a job. You walk away and get another job.
Right.
This is your business. So I would do my due diligence. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? How can I, what do I want to be doing for the next 10 years? before I sell this business and retire in Florida or wherever. You know, I want to see what I'm going to be doing. So the biggest thing I would look at is forget the money, but look at what you're going to be doing. Look at the family, the business you're going to be partnering with, because that's what's going to happen. You're in business for yourself, but you're in business not by yourself.
Right.
So you want to make sure that the not by yourself part, you're supported. And that we're very strong on that. And I'm a big believer. I don't care what business you buy, you better make sure that you're going to be supported. Because some people have a smaller franchise that are promising you the world, a bigger franchise maybe promising you the world. Just do your due diligence.
Sure, absolutely. What are the Cartridge World's plans for the future, Greg? And you kind of hinted early on in the interview as well that, you know, you guys want to just keep on growing and get bigger and bigger and be in the top 10.
Yeah, we want to become a world-class brand.
Right.
Basically, our intention is, you know, we see a lot of growth in this industry. We see, you know, we're hoping on thousands of stores. We already are into over 1,000 and closing in on two. But, you know, we believe that we're first to market. We're the best in the market. We're very unique in this industry, and we have all intentions of growing. So I can't put a finger on exactly the numbers, but I know one thing. We're just getting on the bell curve. We're just getting
right, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We have about 30 seconds, Greg. What's the best way for someone to get in touch with you? Should they go to the website? Can they call you?
They can call me. My phone number is 877-465-1500.
Okay.
The website is cartridgeworldusa.com. That's an international website. You can get to any master through there if you're in Kentucky, if you're in California, wherever you are. Or worldwide, and we have stores very large in Europe, very large obviously in Australia, New Zealand.
Hey, you guys are in about, was it 30 countries now, Greg? Or
I thought it was more like 43, but I don't have an exact number on that. But the website should be very up to date on that.
Right, it has all the flags and okay.
Count the flags. No.
Exactly. Well, Greg, I want to thank you. You've been a fantastic guest, and you know, I expect great things from Cartridge World. You know, just look forward to watching you guys keep growing. You know, so we're going to have you come back on the show in several months.
Absolutely, whenever you need it. Absolutely, love to.
And thanks, Greg.
I hope
all right, you have a great day today, Greg.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Greg. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Marty.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on, Greg. Take care.
Another good show, Don. That's a fantastic. Great industry, huh?
Yeah, and for people listening, we'll put, of course, Greg's number.
Right, absolutely. We'll post it on the show page.
And website address, that'll all be posted on the page. But, definitely, as usual, we both learn a lot, and hopefully a lot of people listening
absolutely.
Learned about a very interesting franchise. And, definitely a great guest. He's a good guy, Greg.
He is. He's a very good guy. You know, as you said, you know, it's very attractive to be able to sell from business to business and business to consumer. There's not too many franchises out there that you can do that, you know. And as I'm looking out the window, Don, I'm looking into the city of Easton. I say, God, all those homes, you know, they have, you know, they're in need of toner, you know. So a very big market, you know, very
everybody
big industry.
Has a computer. And people
absolutely.
Need a printer. You know, businesses need multiple machines. You know, I can see why he invested in the franchise.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, you know, go to the website franchiseinterviews.com and, again, keep subscribing to the newsletter. And, Don, another great show. We got Joe Matthews up next week, so it's going to be another fantastic show.
Yeah, and, look forward to that, Marty.
Absolutely. So you have a great day, Don. Another great job. And we'll talk next week.
Good. Thank you, Marty.
All right, and all the talk is up next. Thanks, Don.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Radio.